Wait, don't close the door. Promise. I just want to talk. I won't punch you in the face again. I'm in enough trouble as it is. So let me in. And I promise I'll be good. Please. Thanks. As you might have guessed, I came over to apologize. I shouldn't have punched you in the face like that. Or said all those things about the size of your dick or your preference of using it on other guys, but you were nice to me, then you were about your fancy school, and I can't tolerate kindness. It really pisses me off. Then you refused to fight me after I tried to provoke you. That stupid shit about not hitting a girl, that made me even madder, so I just hit you. But it was only once. Although I guess that was more because the teacher grabbed me, but I didn't notice them. Or maybe I just thought they'd stay out of the way like at my other schools. So they grabbed me. The next thing I know, I'm in the principal's office and they're saying I was bullying you. And they started talking about their no zerance policy bullshit kind of thing, like, ugh, fuck. They talked about how they might expel me. How lame is that? It was one punch and a few insults. That's just like a hello to me, where I come from. Sure, it's gotten me in, like, trouble before, but I always started behaving once I was on my last warning. But I was supposed to know that. I didn't even get a warning here. Most places, they figure since I'm the girl and I'm fighting guys, that I'm the one that was being picked on. Even though the guys are the ones getting their asses kicked. But I'm sure they never got into too much trouble. Getting beat up at me usually is what's bad enough for them. Don't need any other kind of punishment. So, I have a hearing with the principal, my mom, and some other folks tomorrow night to give my side of the story. I guess you know, because you're supposed to be there too. I'm kind of hoping you could explain that it was, like, no fun and games, and it wasn't really, like, actual bullying. If we were just having a little fight, that's just not as bad. I just suspended for a couple days, and maybe you would too a little bit. Now, I know you're not the suspension type. Look at you. But doesn't everyone need one blemish on their permanent record that they could keep talking about? When suspension isn't going to ruin you. Look at me. I get tons of them. An expulsion or two. But those were from crappy schools anyway. I didn't want to stay there. But I can't. I cannot get expelled from this place. It's literally my last chance. I only got into it because they made a few charity cases here and there, and my mom worked really hard to get me here, and, shit, I can't, she's so upset right now, I can't fuck this up for her. She doesn't know I'm here. I'm supposed to be grounded, but that never works out very well for me. She's still at work and until really, really late tonight, so I figured I had nothing to lose by coming over here. Look, you don't have a reason to go easy on me, especially after what I did, hitting you and humiliating all that crap. That's okay, because I didn't come over here just expecting you to lie for me or take a suspension out of the goodness of your heart. It's like this. I'm used to getting my way by fighting. It's worked up to me at this point. Now I'm in a situation where that's not going to work anymore. I could promise you that I'll never hit you again. But if I'm expelled, that happens anyway. So that's not that good of an offer. I need to turn the situation around and make you want to keep me available. So that's when I realized that I should just let you fuck me. Like, on a regular basis. Except I can't do that, and other girlfriend thinks if I'm expelled. You can even tell them at the hearing tonight that me and you was a lover's quarrel that got out of control. We might not even need a suspension then, if that's the case. I mean, come on, you must want to fuck me a little bit. I don't really act the part sometimes, but, you know, I am a girl. I have mirrors. I'm reasonably attractive for a tomboy. Maybe even for more than a tomboy. In this stupid private school uniform? That's gotta be good for something, right? Like Boner City over here in this little skirt. It's why maybe I didn't change into something a little less girly when I came over here and kept on this stupid skirt and stockings. I figured I needed every little bit of help I could get. Then there's this revenge factor. You said you won't hit a girl. Still bugs me. But I guess I understand it. But you will fuck one, right? What I said earlier about you fucking guys wasn't true, obviously. If it helps any, really, I don't want to do it, but I will. Doesn't that kind of interest you? There's this girl that insulted you, your manhood, and for like a good 2 minutes straight, and then cockholed you? What better revenge than to just show her what a man you are? Just use her fucking tomboy body for your pleasure and for getting even. No, this ain't some kind of trick. You might have noticed I'm pretty direct. If I'm going to hit you, I just do it. That's what happened earlier today in the schoolyard. If I say I'm going to fuck you, well, technically, if I'm going to let you fuck me, will I be, I guess, submissive for once in my life? I mean it. If I say this shit, I mean it. Oh my god. Do you want me to get on my knees and beg? Or get on my knees and do something else? I can do both. I will kneel in front of you, my bare knees on this really soft carpet you have. Wow, this is nice. And I'll blow you, just to show you how serious I am. Come on. Are you afraid of me actually seeing how small it is? I know I said something earlier about it before I hit you, but I mean, I'm just joking. I've never seen your cock before. Or is it that you really can't get it up for a girl? That would prove the other stuff I was saying, too. At least stand up for yourself and let me see your cock and prove me wrong. I mean, it can't be that difficult to turn a guy on. Oh, just come here. Let me just finish getting it all out and... Oh, well, there it is. I was definitely wrong about the small part. I mean, it's not huge, but it's definitely not small. And yeah, just my hand on it enough to make it start to get hard. Normally a guy getting a boner around me is a good way to get punched. But, I mean, of course, like I said, I'm not going to hit you. I'm going to start doing this instead. I hope you realize I don't just do this for anyone. You're kind of the first guy whose dick I sucked. I did go down on a girl once. Well, twice, but that was way different and there might have been alcohol involved. I'm not saying I'm a lesbian. Just because I'm a tomboy doesn't mean I'm not into boys. I just haven't found one yet that could handle me. And it never seemed right to let some guy stick something in my mouth or my pussy. Kind of a violation of my space, if you understand. I'm very territorial. Take sucking your cock. It's like you're invading my mouth. I'm hating this as much as I am loving it. Or you're loving it probably a lot more than I am. But I have to be nice to you to get you to help me. I can't be a complete fuck-up anymore. Freaking. Oh, fucking. Do you want to put this thing inside of me? You definitely show me that a girl can make you hard. Now you can show your dominance over me by fucking me and making me your bitch. But if you do that, then you have to help me at the hearing tomorrow night. In return, I'll be your girl for at least a few months to make it look good. It's really up to you to decide, as much as I hate to say that. Let me just take my panties off while I'm kneeling here. I never wear these things, except they're part of the official uniform. It bugs me to have such much frilly shit next to my skin. I wish I could say taking off makes me feel better, except that means you're closer to fucking me. I'm not looking forward to this part. It's just that I'm looking a lot less forward to being expelled. Or disappointing my mom again. She deserves better than me. And I guess I deserve whatever you do to me. I'll even leave the uniform on for you, including the stockings. If you want me to get naked, I will, but guys seem to go crazy over this schoolgirl uniform shit and thigh eyes. Ugh, I hate how the school forces me to dress like a girl. That's part of why I'm so mad today. But I need like me better in this outfit than jeans and a t-shirt, and it's much easier to fuck me in this without taking it all off. See? With the panties off, I just need to lift up the skirt and this little outfit, and it's just stockings and pussy as far as the eye can see. If I lean back, I can lie back on the carpet for you and just wiggle my legs out from under me. Then I'm just flat on my back and vulnerable and helpless, really. But like I told you before, I can be helpless, submissive. But like I told you before, I can be submissive. If that's what it takes, I can submit to you and your cock, just like I'll submit to the rules at school. So come on, let's get fucking. If you don't, then you can't show me who's boss. You can't show your dominance over me. Since you can't hit me, fucking will have to do. But I think that will do the trick. More than that, it will feel good for you. Even if it wasn't the girl who bullied you today, I'm still a girl. My pussy's as good as any other girl's. Better than most, I bet. But being a tomboy and being the tomboy insulted your manhood and hit you today. That's kind of make this extra attractive, right? Oh, come on. You do like curls, right? You were just getting turned on earlier because of the short hair and my attitude. Did the side of a pussy scare you? I guess you didn't like being reminded I was a girl. Oh, now you get on top of me. Do you really want to fuck me, or are you just trying to defend your manhood? I bet you can't even keep it hard long enough to put it in me. Do you want me to roll over and so you can see my ass? To make it a little bit better than think I'm a dude? And that seems to stir something inside of you. That's it. You're almost in. Just keep pushing against my pussy like that. If we do this, you've got to go to stand up for me for school tomorrow. To make sure I don't get it spelled. That is, if you can figure out how to put your cock in my actual pussy. Huh? Oh, fuck. I guess you figured it out. Fuck. You went straight through my helmet on the way. Without so much as a kiss. No, don't fucking kiss me, you asshole. It does. A figure of speech. Let's just start fucking and work our way up to kissing later. Instant. Fuck. At least you're fucking me. It just took a lot of pulling on the part to get it out of you. When I couldn't let you chicken out. I need you a little mad. Now, come on, use me. Take that anger out of my body. Make yourself feel better. Both mentally and physically. I'm pretty in my place with your cock. No. No, don't go slow. That's not gentle. Hard. You were starting off so good. When you took me in hurt, was you calming down now? Don't go back to being such a nice guy, for fuck's sake. You're not making this easier on me by not being rough. This is your revenge. Going all tender on me when I was asking for mean. You really are an asshole. You know? Real man would have been yelling in pain for my first time, not this wimpy, careful stuff. I mean, you're getting faster over the more we do it, but not nearly fast enough. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, if you make me come, I can promise I won't hit you again. I know I said earlier, but you're really pushing your luck. Don't make me come, you loser. Fuck. I seriously lose my shit if you make me enjoy this. Yeah, orgasms was not part of the deal. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, sports action movies. I just don't give a. Come on, don't give into his cock. Fuck. Don't come. Don't come. Well, that's just fucking perfect. Oh, fuck. Thanks for the orgasm and the gentle sex. Yeah, that's me being sarcastic. Oh, God. No, I'm not going to punch you. I still need your help for tomorrow. I can lever to the level squirrel thing. We'll just actually playing this fucking part of boyfriend and girlfriend. Which means fucking you now and then, because that was part of the deal. But I'm not going to like it. And even when I like it, I won't like it. I will hold every single orgasm against you as long as I live. I just hope graduating from school and making my mom happy is worth this bullshit. So I guess I'll see you tomorrow night. Just remember that. What we just did, though, and what we'll do in the future if you keep them from expelling me. Because I will stick around as your girlfriend for a while if that happens. And doing all the kinds of things girlfriends will do. All the sex and all the orgasms and whatever you fucking want. I'd even hold hands in public or kiss or whatever it fucking entails. Girlish, I don't know. Whatever you want. Oh, God, this is gonna be fucking a nightmare. At least the hearing will be tomorrow. My mom will be happy. But it's whatever you want, dude.